Hi guys, this is Luis Fernando Mises again with Emancipator Radio. This is episode number 4 and we're going to be talking about the power of entheogens, and I'll tell you a little bit about my history using these sacred medicines. On our previous podcast we talked about Banco Popular, and if you missed it, I want to invite you to listen to it because it was a really powerful one when we talked about a bank being bailed in, one of the bigger banks in Spain being purchased by an even bigger bank in Spain, and the state did not have anything to do with it. So that was pretty impressive, pretty incredible, and just another wonderful way of how we can create a wonderful society without the need of the state. So going to our current subject, entheogens, This is an interesting story for me, how everything played out, and it's I would like to share it with you. As I was going through my yoga certification, one of the teachers there, we became really good friends, and as we were talking, he shared that he had been doing a lot of work with plant medicine. And just before I continue that, like, the word entheogens that I used a few moments ago, that's a word that was coined to describe the plant medicine. And entheogens means the God within. So these plants help us be able to see the true nature of the self, to achieve self-realization. That's the whole purpose of them, and they have wonderful effects that ripple across your entire life, your existence, and existences through many dimensions. So my friend Mike, he told me that he was working with entheogens, more specifically San Pedro and ayahuasca, and he asked me if I wanted to try it out. So, you know, for as long as I can remember, I have always been intrigued by the mysticism and the occult and all of those metaphysical realities, and I had read, I guess, all 11 books of Carlos Castaneda, and I had just learned a bunch about shamanism. So I was very happy to hear about the opportunity that I had in hand. So whenever we had a chance, he taught me how Mike became my mentor, my teacher, my shaman teacher. He taught me how to do the beverage, and we went to one of his properties at that time, and we tried it out. It was March of 2011, and that was one of the most fascinating things that have ever happened to me. I was able to see right off the bat. I was able to connect to some interdimensional beings. I was able to see a lot of things that happened in history, a lot of things in politics. And it's kind of funny because I like to say that aside from my mom and my dad, I became an anarchist because of plant medicine, because of entheogens. At that time, I was a Ron Paul supporter, and because of entheogens, I was able to see how everything would work in a voluntary society. In other words, I became an anarchist because of that, and they showed me clearly how that would happen. So most times, you know, whenever, like nowadays when I hold ceremonies, 98% of the population have to deal with, you know, childhood trauma and all of this stuff. So it's important to do the work, to be able to clear everything. You have to get rid of stuff, old stuff, before you can bring in new stuff. So, you know, the work has to be put in there. And once you're able to clear all that, then you're able to move to other wonderful realms and achieve great, not just divisions, but the wisdom that you get from the knowledge and healing, lots of healing that you get from that. So an interesting story. Before I actually did ayahuasca, I had a dream. And in this dream, I saw a huge head of a snake that was like right in front of my chimney in our living room. And it didn't seem like a bad energy or a good energy either. It was neutral. And that was pretty scary because I didn't know how to gauge it, how to relate to it. And the snake was just looking at me, was staring at me, and then gently and slowly walked away, or well, didn't walk away, just like, slid back to where it was. But it was a snake that was a head from the floor to the ceiling. It was huge. And when this happened, just a few days later, my friend Mike invited me to partake on Mother Ayahuasca as well. And it was kind of interesting because the very first time I actually did ayahuasca, I really didn't see much more than, and I'll tell you the story. So what happened was, we were in the backyard of somebody's house, and we all take the drink, and everybody's, having visions and seeing things and laying down and doing their thing, and I have nothing. And I'm just starting to like get worried. I'm like, what the hell? So I get a little more, and all I see suddenly for like a few seconds, everything turns black, and I see this huge matrix-like snake coming towards me, and I'm freaking out. And she says, "You're not ready for me yet. Come back soon." The vision disappeared. Everything went back to normal consciousness. And that literally took 5 seconds. And, I still had to wait for everybody to come down, but that was super interesting for me. So, I was just nervous. I wanted to go home. I didn't know what the hell was happening. And the shaman took me under his wing. He started telling me about what that was about. And I waited for next time. And it was much different, much better. But I had to do a lot of cleansing. I had to do a lot of work. So, yes, it does take a lot of commitment from one's end. And the purpose of that commitment is to be able to create a good ground so the medicine can do its work. And some of that requires, dieting in various levels. It's the physical level and the emotional level and the mental level. So the physical aspect, one has to refrain from meat, alcohol, drugs, sex for about a week before and maybe a few days after. The mental, you have to be doing a lot of conscious work, meditation, and the connecting that to the emotional aspect, trying to be more balanced and in that regard. So it does take a good deal of work to be able to prepare for communion with the entheogens. And I think that it's important that, if it's in your awareness and you want to, I think you should try it. I think it's something that will definitely change your life. I've done it dozens of times at this point, and not one time goes by that I don't gain a huge amount of knowledge, and it heals me a lot. And you'll be able to, like, what it does is it takes you to the most primal parts of your brain. This is what the beverage does to you. And you're able to access memories, and you're able to access feelings that you probably don't even remember since you were little, and you start purging all of those things. And basically, you keep the learning and you ditch the suffering. You're able to clear all that out. You're able to feel lighter. And there's, in Spanish, the shamans call it la purga, which means the purge. And it's very likely that you're going to vomit, you're going to, have some liquid stool as well. And the purpose of that is to, like, the cleansing is in a physical level as well as the mental and the emotional. It's something that is not recreational. It's not something that you would even want to try to do often in any way because, I mean, the flavor is horrible, especially San Pedro cactus. Ayahuasca is a little bit like molasses, but a little bit worse. So yeah, it's not something that you can do recreationally. It's not the same as doing DMT. I think DMT, I don't necessarily like to say that it's recreational, but it's kind of hard to be able to do a lot of work in 15 minutes. So the ayahuasca ceremony lasts about 5, San Pedro about 9, and it's kind of funny because the shaman, one of the times I did ayahuasca, he said, for the new people here, ceremony may last 5 hours, 6 hours, maybe even the rest of your life. And everybody chuckled. But no shit, that was like not an exaggeration, because you feel the veil of Mother Ayahuasca around you and taking care of you, and the awareness of that is pretty amazing. So it's a work that is, it takes the commitment from both ends. Ayahuasca and some better are there to help you out if you're willing to do this. So just to differentiate a little bit between ayahuasca and San Pedro, ayahuasca, I like to say that it's like a stern grandmother that makes you clean out everything in your room and make it nice and tidy. But she's gonna be kinda rough, you know? But at the end she'll give you cookies and milk. Oh, you're such a good boy, you did great. So that's kind of like an allegoric statement for ayahuasca. It's kind of rough, it's in your face, and you have to deal with stuff. And at the end it's nice, you get to see some cool stuff. Sometimes not as cool towards the end, so it's kind of mild. But yeah, so it's going to be more upfront, more rough. San Pedro cactus is more like the grandpa side, you know, very calm, very chill. And we'll, like, if you ask a question, we'll grab you by the hand, walk you around, tell you stories. And at the end of the walk, you have the answer to your question. And you will think that you came up with the answer yourself. But, like, San Pedro is such an interesting teacher in that regard. The way it teaches is much more gentle. Ayahuasca is truly fascinating for deep, deep, deep soul work. 5 hours, like I was saying, in San Pedro, you're able to connect with not just with yourself, but also with some more intergalactical, interdimensional beings, and like the you know, just the way it's formed. Ayahuasca comes from the valley, dark, moist. San Pedro is from mountaintops, lots of sun, so it's higher, closer to the sky. So you can see some of those wonderful traits also taking place in your ceremony. I would encourage both. I personally prefer San Pedro just because of what I explained. It's I guess I tend to roll better with a gentle. Although last time I did ayahuasca in December, I actually very intentionally asked for hopefully not being put through the ringer, and it actually worked out. So you can have, you know, either way, and it works. I hope this at least inspires you to learn a little bit more about ayahuasca, San Pedro, psilocybin. I've had probably less experience with psilocybin. I've probably done it, I don't know, let's think, 3 or 4 times only, and I've had really amazing experiences. San Pedro, I've done it in scores of times. I actually hold ceremonies on that for people, and I really enjoy doing that work. It's challenging. I've been able to do a lot of cleanses, like poltergeist, you know, homes, just plain and simple, you know, casting demons from people, and cleansing properties for, you know, like when the energy's stuck. So all of that work has been truly incredible. Being able to, like, gosh, received a lot of guidance from other realms, individuals in other realms. So it's been an interestingly and challenging growth, I guess, experience. So I'm really excited to share this, and I'm gonna talk about this further in other episodes. I just wanted to mention the entheogens and what they can do for you, and hopefully you'll find, you know, you don't have to go to Peru. There's a lot of underground places that you can do it even cheaper. You know, you don't have to go to Peru, you can do it even in Mexico, lots of places in the States. So just keep your eyes and your ears open to receive, and you'll be able to find them. Again, this is Luis Fernando Mises, Emancipated Human, Emancipated Radio. Hope you enjoy this. If you liked it, give me some thumbs up and share it. And hopefully, if you have any questions, you can contact me. And, you know me, I'm available. Let me know. Hope you have a great night.